From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Government books. There's a little bit of accounting in there, but once you strip all that back and talk about the, you know, how much money you got in the pocket for the beers, there's a lot of money.
Yeah, mate. How's your surplus? Looks pretty good, really. So this is the government books that are finalised for the year ending June 2019, and it's got a bit of attention, hasn't it, over the last 24 hours, because of that reported surplus of $7.5 billion, which sounds very healthy. And, Mike, the reality is the government books are in great shape. It is a bigger surplus than expected, but you're right, there's this accounting rationale in there behind the surplus, and so some of that's behind this valuation of, or the change in the valuation methodology of KerryRail, which is $2.6 billion. And just to sort of explain that to people, imagine if I said, yeah, your house is worth 500 grand and we revalue it as worth 600 grand. You actually haven't got $100,000 in the bank. You've got an asset that has changed value. So it's not cash. We've sort of talked before about the rather sort of clumsily named, I suppose, OBGAL. That's the operating balance before gains and losses. That was $4 billion better than expected. But of course, you've got those valuations in there as well. So it's not quite as much, not quite as big in terms of, you know, have you got money to spend. They are collecting plenty of tax, and there's also been some improvements in the recognition of tax revenue. And just some of the metrics, I suppose, I look at, your net debt's at 19.2% of GDP. So net debt and sort of net core crown debt, that's well under control. And I think you made this point earlier on, Mike, though. If you look at that year, nominal GDP in that year grew by 3.6% to June 2019. But the real question is, what's nominal GDP going to be to June 2020? It's going to be a quite different number. Government revenue, $86.5 billion. It was $80 billion the previous year. So that shows you the higher levels of revenue that are coming through. And that's $1.8 billion higher than forecast. I'd make a couple of comments, Mike. Grant Robertson is managing the books very well in terms of doing what he says he's going to do. So there is absolutely no issue there. He says this is where it's going to be, and he keeps hitting those numbers. The question, the debate comes in around the expenditure that's going on and the type of expenditure, because it is time for some fiscal stimulus. And the question you've got to ask, though, is the spending that's going to be done going to deliver that fiscal stimulus? It's all very well to say, look, we've got low business confidence, people are talking themselves into a funk, but you've actually got to deliver spending that changes that sentiment. And I think that's where the debate comes in, is what is the type of spending, and is it actually moving the needle in terms of people's confidence and sentiment?
Very good point. Let's go to Harvard and their Atlas of Economic Complexity. Where are we sitting? Are we economically complex?
You got to love this, actually, because we love lists, don't we? Yeah, so this is the Atlas of Economic Complexity. It's developed by Harvard at what's called their Growth Lab. It's in their Center for International Development. It takes trade data. It combines with what it's called synthesized insights from the Growth Lab. So it looks at imports, exports, what are the drivers, what are the growth prospects for a given country as well, and that's based on the productive capacity. Now, the Aussies have picked this up, Mike, because they've not done very well. They're 93rd out of 133. They're sitting in there with the economic heavyweights like Mali and Senegal and Liberia. That's because their economy has become less complex. Where are we sitting? We are 16th in terms of GDP per capita, so the 16th richest country in the world. This is using 2017 numbers on GDP per capita, but we're sitting at number 51. Now, the Australians were at 93, so we're 51st in terms of economic complexity. But what they highlight a couple of interesting points, Mike. The first thing is GDP per capita growth, 1.6%. That's below regional averages. They also highlight the lack of diversification of our exports. And their growth projection for New Zealand through to 2027, 2.4%. We are 100th out of 133 companies. Mm-hmm. So it looks really interesting, this, and I would urge you to go online, have a look. Lots of interesting information, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the implications of this tomorrow.
Nice recommendation. What are the numbers for now?
26,315. That's on the Dow Jones. That's down 161 points. The S&P 500, 2910, down 28. The Nasdaq, 7879, down 77. FTSE 100 lost 55 points, 7143. The Nikkei up 212 points, 21587. Shanghai Composite, 2913, up small. The ASX 200 gained 30 points yesterday, 6593. And we gained 40 points in the NZX 50, closing at 11,016. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6298 US, 0.9355 Aussie, 0.5750 Euro, £0.5153, 67.48 yen. Gold, 1,500 on the button. And Brent crude, $57.73.
Yeah, have a good one, mate. Look forward to you company tomorrow. Andrew Keller from jmiwealth.co.nz.